Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the chapter summaries, Antya Leela 3, The Glories of Srila Haridas Thakur. A summary of the third chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur as follows. A beautiful young Brahmana girl in Jagannath Puri had a very handsome son who was coming every day to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But this was not very much to the liking of Damodara Pandit, however, who therefore told Sriman Mahaprabhu, "If you display so much love for this boy, people will doubt your character." Hearing these words from Damodara Pandit, Lord Chaitanya sent him to Navadvip in order to supervise the affairs of his mother, Shachi Devi. Sriman Mahaprabhu also especially requested Damodara Pandit to remind his mother that Lord Chaitanya was sometimes going to her home in order to accept the food she offered. Thus, following the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Damodara Pandit went to Navadvip, taking with him all kinds of prasadam from Lord Jagannath. On another occasion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once inquired from Haridas Thakur, who was also known as Brahma Haridas, how the yavanas or persons bereft of Vedic culture would be delivered in Kali Yuga. Haridas Thakur replied that their deliverance would be possible if they very loudly chanted the Hare Krishna mantra. For hearing the Hare Krishna mantra chanted loudly, even with but little realization, certainly it would help them. After describing this incident, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita also describes how Haridas Thakur was tested at Benapola, a village near Shantipur. A person named Ramachandra Khan, who was envious of Haridas Thakur, sent a professional prostitute to attempt to defame Haridas Thakur. But by the mercy of Haridas Thakur, even the prostitute was delivered. And because of offending a pure Vaishnava, Ramachandra Khan was later cursed by Nityananda Prabhu and thus ruined. From Benapola, Haridas Thakur went to the village known as Chandapur, where Haridas lived at the house of Balaram Acharya. Thereafter, Haridas Thakur was received by two brothers known as Hiranya and Govardhan Majumdar. But in the course of a discussion, Haridas Thakur was offended by a caste Brahmana known as Gopala Chakravarti. And because of this offense, Gopala Chakravarti was punished by being afflicted with leprosy. Later, Haridas Thakur left Chandapur and went to the house of Advaita Acharya, where Haridas was tested by Maya Devi herself, the personification of the external energy. Maya Devi also received the favor of Haridas by being blessed with the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Vande Hung Sri Guru Sri Yuta Pada Kamalang Sri Guru Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupang Sagar Jatang Sahagana Raghunathanvitang Tang Sajivam Sadvaitang Savadhutang Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitangscha I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, and unto the lotus feet of all the other preceptors on the path of devotional service. Obeisances unto all the Vaishnavas, and obeisances unto the six Goswamis, including Rupa, Sanatan, Raghunath Das, Jiva, and their associates. I offer respectful obeisances unto Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu, as well as Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, as well as all of Lord Chaitanya's devotees, headed by Srivash Thakur. Then I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, and all the gopis, headed by Lalita and Vishakha. Jaya Jaya Gaura Chandra Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories to Nityananda Prabhu, all glories to Advaita Acharya, and all glories to all the devotees of Sriman Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev. Recorded November 14, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.